Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax if you can, and let's chat about the astrology of the day. Of course, today is the solar eclipse, not visible here from the Northern Hemisphere, but it doesn't mean that we will not feel it. And as my son was chatting with me this morning, he said, "Oh, I saw on Facebook that it was visible from the US." And I said, "Nope. Definitely not." So if you're seeing Facebook posts out there about the visibility or being able to see this eclipse, ain't gonna happen. It isn't visible except for a small band down by the in the very southern part of South America and across the ocean. So it doesn't mean, however, that we don't feel it. And it has been a, what shall I say, there's been a mixed bag of experiences that people are having. And I thought maybe today we would take some time, we would talk about the different experiences everyone is having, what they feel like is shifting for them, and maybe we can get a read, if you will, on exactly what's going on here. So this morning, let's say hi to Mimi and to Vanita and Ashley. Great to see you three out there. And anybody else that I am not seeing in the chat, good morning to you. Lisa Kenny, good morning from Monterey, California. I know exactly where that is. It's funny because I was just watching a TV show, Big Secrets, Little Lies, or Little Secrets, Big Lies, something like that. It's filmed, I believe, down there in Monterey. Or if it's not filmed in Monterey, it's set in Monterey, California. Good morning, Linda. Didn't sleep last night. Too much pain from sciatica. Oh my goodness, you've probably been doing too much, girlfriend. Elisa, good morning. And what can I say? This has been, I have stories to share. I have so much excitement within me. I can't even pinpoint what it's all about, except I know today is the first day of my dimensional astrology certification course, and I can't wait to get that going. And we are doing that, of course, after the new moon, which is at 12:17 my time, West Coast time. So that would be 3:17 p.m. East Coast time. And you know, this is a new moon, so everything is new and fresh potentially, and we have new ideas that we can act on. And then it's also a solar eclipse. And so for a moment, the sun is eclipsed, the ego is eclipsed in favor of seeing more of the soul's purpose of the way forward, let's say, for you from a soul desire, as opposed to just what your mind or your ego or your personality believes that you're here to do, or where it is that you're here to go. So, yay, right? It's yay. But for some people, it can be very hard to let go of the ego urges or what the ego desires. I'm not saying you need to let go completely. I'm just saying that if you came to a point where you could set that all aside for a moment, or two or three or five, you could probably see better what everything is that's happening in your life, what its purpose is, and where it is that you're being led to go. There is a high a chance that something here has that happens today or within this time period has to do with your family of origin, or has to do with your culture or your background, how you were raised, and the conditioning that brought to you, and how you're behaving based on that information, whether it's for the positive or if it's something that's holding you back and feels more negative. Either way you look at it, there's good stuff to be had from here, and we should not be in fear ever of a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse for that matter, because at least things are changing, right? We have this opportunity to change. And what's hysterical is that my phone has not stopped chiming in today for with people for from stories that are really high. And I also have an interesting connection this morning that I'm going to share with you, because it shows it sort of shows the span of things that can happen during this time. Let's see, other people are checking in here. Colleen, good morning. And Lisa says, enjoying my fresh coffee and sourdough toast with fresh peaches and homemade butter. I'm going to your house, Lisa, for breakfast. Tammy Shelton Smith, good morning. And let's see, Lisa says, and yes, you will see me as an extra in the show. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to go to your page after this, see who you are, and then check and see where you've shown up in that movie. Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, good morning to you, my little soul sister from the East Coast of Florida. Oh no, from Florida. Gulf Coast, Debbie. All right, so let's dig in. So the first thing I get this morning is this roll of messages from a friend of mine, and she lives in Toronto, Canada, and she is a numerologist, and she's also going to be a part of my dimensional astrology course, and I've invited her to participate with me in a project for later in 2020 and 2021. So this morning, she sends me this roll of six or so different messages, and I was really fascinated by it because it was a story that she was telling me. It was a story that was fresh and new, and it just came tumbling out of her about how she was telling the story basically of her struggles as a human being, but also as a woman entrepreneur, and how she set out on her search for answers and brought it all together, brought it home. And suddenly all of this just flows when she's been trying to write this story for 3 weeks, she said. And somehow this morning it just bleh, came out easy peasy. And it sounded so, it was like, wow, did some professional writer write this for you? And she just felt inspired. This is one of the things that is empowered by a solar eclipse, is that for the moment your ego set aside and you can gain access to that deeper place within you, and things can just come spilling out, whether it's words, whether it's emotion, whether it's a new idea. It's hard to say because it's based on how individuals' charts are set up and what you've been working on and what your experiences have been. So for her, today was a gateway watershed of being able to very much tell a story that other people will be able to connect to and probably drive some of her, some new business to her. And of course, everything right now anybody you talk to that's in business will say to you that it's all about the story. People want to connect with you. They want to know that you're just like them, or that your struggles are not that dissimilar to theirs. And through story, then we attract to us the people who are either experiencing something similar or who want to experience the same things that you've experienced. So, or want to find solutions like you have, like she did in this particular case, this huge solution to a problem that she has had for at least for the last 3 weeks. My guess is she's been struggling with it for longer than that. It's just in the past 3 weeks that she could verbalize what it was that she wanted to say. And here in the flood of this open solar eclipse, new moon, she is able to do that. So perfect, right? So I want you guys to share your stories with me right now. You can write them up in the chat there because I can see that flow. And now I want to share a different sort of story for you. And this is another one that can come up with a solar eclipse in Cancer. And it is based on the past, right? Cancer is often taking us to the traditions and to our memories of the past. Things like fear of rejection, fear of abandonment. It can tickle all of that kind of thing in you and lead you to see how that's playing out in your life right now. So this morning, I don't know if you guys, if I've even told you the story before, and if I have, I apologize. But for those of you who are new, you wouldn't have heard it yet anyway. So here you go. When I was 3 years old, I was two, my mother had a tragic stroke, and it was a bad one. She wasn't able to care for me and my younger sister. And so we were placed in a foster home. And this is all happening down in Southern California, way back. And at 3 years old, July 9th, to be exact, of 1964, I was placed in this foster home. And I remember this day. I am just barely three. As you know, I just had my birthday a couple weeks ago. I was just barely 3 years old when this occurs. And I remember the day as if it were yesterday, being held by the hand by one of my older sisters who was 20, if I was three, she was 21, and being held by the hand at this doorstep of this home, and going into the home. And I was kind of excited, you know, I loved meeting people when I was a kid, apparently. And of course, a Gemini, what else would you expect? And I remember I went into this room, and in there was this toy box. And I realized, wow, that's my toy box. And I opened it up, and inside of it were all of these toys. And I was like, oh, wow, how did all my toys get here? And I grabbed one of my favorite toys at the time, and I went out to go show my sister, my big sister, the one that had brought me here, that I had this toy, and she was gone. And I was left with these two people and my little sister, who was just a baby. I mean, she was 18 months old at the time, maybe. And I remember that feeling, that sucker punch. And then everything is dark after that. It was like that something just like closed in around me, and I don't have any memories again for a while. I mean, maybe another year or so, because I remember when I was four. So this morning, I woke up, got out of bed, and I'm like, oh yeah, today's, solar eclipse day. I'm getting ready to take a shower. And all of a sudden, I remembered that. And I went, oh wow. But this time it was so, other times when I'd had that trigger where I was going back and feeling that fear of abandonment, or that, oh my God, I'm, stuck here with these people who don't know me, who I don't know. I would feel the emotion of it, and it would come crashing into me like, a wave, and I would end up crying. I would end up very emotional over it. Today, it comes crashing in, and I went, oh, isn't that interesting? Why is that showing up? And I think it was showing up specifically to show me that I wasn't resonating with the fear of abandonment anymore. And even if I were to have that little niggle of fear there, I have the skills, the tools, the timing to be able to just move it on out of my life. And the reason I share this with you is not so you guys feel sorry for me or anything like that, but how many of you are holding on to fears? Rejection or fear of abandonment or guilt or shame or some other deeply held emotion that you're ready to let go of, right? That you're ready to move on out and you're ready to walk beyond it, because today's that day, right? When the first of all, when you have a new moon in Cancer anyway, it is based on family, it is based on some of those the ability to let go of some of those fears. And there's the traditions, and there's all of that emotional stuff that you're protecting yourself from, and the hard shell of the crab, if you will, that you've built around you. And today's a day to let that go, to crack that shell, and to let the vulnerable inner of you, of your situation or of your life, be exposed to the air, to be exposed to healing, to be exposed to being released, so that you can move on. Now, I'm not saying that you don't want to feel those emotions. I mean, if I had had the feeling of abandonment or something like that, that would have been okay too. But that wasn't what happened in this case. I just observed it. I became the observer, not because I thought, oh, I'm going to become the observer. I just did become the observer of it. And from that point of view, I could see from a different perspective of what the whole thing meant in my life. And maybe not to the exact degree that I will probably continue to process through and see what that means for me, or where the fear of abandonment has played out negatively in my life, but right now gives us the opportunity to do that kind of thing, right? Tammy, good morning. She says, I am moving on and letting the past hurts go. Hallelujah. That's an awesome thing to say. Good morning, Dion. And Patricia, she says, I've been getting some really crazy downloads or aha moments, really profound info that I ended up sharing with someone, and they were blown away too. Lovely. I love that. You should write them down, right? Write them down. Keep a running journal of all of the experiences right now that you're having, because they're really meaningful, all for every one of you, not just you, Patricia, but for all of us, including me. I should have probably got my journal out this morning, but I didn't have time because everybody and their cousin was texting me this morning. And anyway, so I hope that helps people. If you're going through the high, awesome. If you're going through the low, that's awesome too. It's all in service of you. YOU, right? Your soul. Good morning, Allison and Diane Pegram. Good morning. And Ashley. Okay, Ashley, I'm going to read this. My story starts with mental health issues and addiction around 12. after my father wrote me a Dear John letter. Borderline personality triggered by abandonment has led me to 20 years of unhealthy intimate relationships. I got pregnant at 16, then again at 20, was kidnapped and sexually assaulted in 2005, started using IV drugs and ruined my life for 2 years. I died twice the last week I used and then got clean in March of 2008. Holy kimonos. I don't even know how to unpack that one, Ashley. And then, of course, right now, you're also going through some upheavals. And I would bet all of this is crashing into you. It's all raw and right there for you. I don't know how old you are. I want to say that you are, I could probably find out, but I'm not going to do that at the moment. But you're facing some major life changes right now. And what story do you want to tell? Right? What story do you want to tell? Definitely these things happen to you. A Dear John letter from your dad. I didn't even get a Dear John letter from my dad. He just disappeared. And talk about, you know, a double abandonment. My mother has a stroke, abandons me. My father just disappears. And then my sister abandons me on the front porch of a house, right? These things can be stories that are so powerful that they affect your life forever. You are not your story. Right? You are not your story, Ashley. I think you are doing magnificent considering all of this stuff, right? All of this stuff. And it's made you strong. It's made you who you are. And now you rewrite the story. You take all that pain and all of that stuff and you package it up in a new way. And you look at what you have experienced as the lessons, the fodder for where you are going, for what it is that you want to do. Here you have this new moon, solar eclipse, leave that all behind, not forgetting it, but just not using it anymore as a part of the story, right? You aren't abandoned. You are not you've had unhealthy relationships, but you're not having one now, hopefully. The most unhealthy relationship maybe is the one you have with yourself. So work on that. Work on your relationship with you. What a story. Oh, the deja vu was hitting me hard. Oh, yes, deja vu. Lisa, leading up to from sister's wedding 2 weeks ago to son getting driving permit. I have been clean since then. So the last 11 years have been about rewiring my brain and trying to break old patterns. You're 33. What a perfect age. 33, double threes, right? A lot of power in that double. By the way, the number 33, the master number 33 is the number of Christ, right? So Christ energy. And, you know, he, if you think, if there was a historical Jesus, I don't know that for sure. And I don't really care at this point in time. What did he represent, right? He represented the highest aspect of who we are and of what we could be. And that's what you are in the process of becoming, right? At age 33, it's a great age for doing just that, for rounding that corner and moving out of the shadows and becoming everything that you wished you wanted to be. Or you wished you were. Allison, good morning. She says, you rock, Ashley. Awesome. Good morning, Asa. Elisa says, I'll be 33 on the 13th of this month. Well, happy birthday to you, Elisa. And also 33 is that of your Christ year, your Christ numbered year. And if there's any numerologers out there, where is my Suzanne Fulmer? She always pulls those numbers up for me and posts them. But the number 33 is a master number. It brings with it nervous and energy and anxiety possibly, and the shaking up from the inside out of all of those stories and replaying them over and over. So maybe you want to rewrite the story and replay a new one about how you triumphed over adversity and how you are in the process of rewriting a beautiful story about Ashley getting everything she desires in her life. Perfect. She says, I literally am trying to rewrite the story. I feel like the reason I have been through so much is to help others. Stay tuned for a book from me at some point. Bring it on, sister. Bring it on. Kristen Page, good morning to you. And wow, so much. I didn't expect that to be the story that I was going to get from anyone this morning, Ashley. I'm really proud of you. A lot of people might have already left the planet over all of that. And you didn't. You stayed. So now what are you going to do with what you've got with that story? How are you going to help other people? That's the path I think you're headed down. All righty. So Mimi says, Ashley, this may help. I release all that no longer serves me while retaining the lessons learned. Hugs and success to you. That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Mimi, Ashley 33 is the master teacher. I am also a life path 336. That's spooky. So am I. So am I. So, okay. Adversity can be your friend, right? As long as you don't hold on to the more negative expression, right, of all of that. You have the power, you have the will. We all do to be able to overcome that adversity and thrive in its place, right? Thrive. That's what we wish for everyone is that you thrive and not just survive. Okay, back to astrology. If anybody else has a story they want to share about what they're experiencing, we'll write them here in the chat. Okay, today Moon in Cancer. Obviously, those emotions, right? You can feel them. Your body may be in a process of purging emotion. You may feel tears coming on unbidden. You may feel laughter coming on unbidden. I literally this morning wanted to run through my house giggling. I just thought my husband might think I'd gone off the deep end. So I did not, although he's used to my strangeness. And it is the next minute feeling like, you want to cry again. So don't worry if you're experiencing a lot of different varying emotions. It's part of the day. And the moon is also in a sextile relationship. That's a 60-degree angle, sort of sharing of their information and their gifts, serving one another, if you will, to the planet Uranus. And that might mean things happening that you don't expect, right? Like for me, that memory coming in this morning, like, why? I wasn't even thinking about my childhood this morning, but there it was. And for others of you, could be other things that are happening out in the physical world, email that you get, something that triggers you in some way. It's all good. That too shall pass. And we are still in the dark of the moon right this moment, right? We're in that waning phase of the old moon with the new moon ready to begin at 12:17 p.m. my time, 3:17 p.m. East Coast time. For those of you in Europe, I would guess that would be 8 p.m. maybe or 7 p.m. UTC. So today, all today. All right. So, and those are literally all of the connections that the moon makes today is just to Uranus and then to the sun in a conjunction, which is what the new moon is. And now let's take a look at the Pleiadian Earth energy for the day, because I think it's also really interesting. First of all, the nine is the day, the universal day, which is the number of harmonizing. So bringing things to peace, bringing things to balance, or at least bringing things into a sync with a harmony, right? It's a good day. Nine is a good number here in this case. The Earth energy of the day is planting. And in the Mayan astrology, that was Con. Con, it was representing a seed, right? That's what Con was. It is a day for luck. It is a day for high energy. It is good for whatever it is that you are planting and whatever it is that you are beginning anew. So it runs right in alignment with the new moon, with a solar eclipse, and this tunnel or, extended gateway that we are walking through. That brings us to something new, a new way of being, something new, literally, that we do. But whatever it is something that we will be able to change our lives through. Now, I thought, okay, yes, I do have this book here somewhere. I have a book that I love to use for the new moon, and I'm going to share it with you guys because it's so easy to understand. It's called New Moon Astrology by Jan Spiller. And it says using new moon power days to change and revitalize your life. And for the most part, it's really simple reading. You don't have to be an astrologer to, I think she wrote it actually for people who were not astrologers so that they could understand the power of the new moon. And when you start to look at what Cancer is, now she looks at the new moon as a time for wishing, as a time for, well, we all do sort of look at it as a time for setting intentions, for connecting with something new, and for manifesting from our desires. So the new moon opens up a possibility for us to behave in a new way, to act in a new way, or to have new things come to us. It's almost like a portal that you go through, where on one end was the old and on the other end is the new. So what does Cancer represent? And I love the way she lays this out. And so basically, first of all, you get a little box here that tells you all of the things that Cancer represents: home and family, safety, growing, intimacy and caring, feelings and moods, nurturing, releasing insecurities, right? So that's what the energy basically is of Cancer. And then it also rules, and then she goes on, so it rules our foundations. So everything that we think of about a stability or a foundation. Then isn't it interesting that the new moon and the nodes, that's why we actually have a solar eclipse, is because it's very near the nodes, and are across an axis where Saturn, the planet that represents foundations, is in Capricorn, and Cancer, which is about the foundation that we have of home and family, our traditions, are across from one another at this point in time, right? It's really kind of interesting. So foundation's a huge word here. Roots. Where are your roots? In that, you could look to your heritage. You could look to your genetic line, and you could look to the stories of that genetic line. So how many of you have heard stories where a man, you know, believes that he's going to have a heart attack by age 40 because his father did, his grandfather did, his great-grandfather did, etc. And thus begins this belief that all men in my family die before the age of 40 from heart attacks. And then this person has every person has the opportunity to break the chain of the ancestral line. So whatever it is that your ancestry has brought to you is something that you choose to resonate with or not. It's hard to pinpoint that, but it really is true, right? You can break out of whatever it is that the story of the family has been by choosing to align with your own instincts and your own intuition that may take you into a new direction. Now, I know for a fact, some of you out there are people that say, I don't even resonate with my family, right? I feel like I was dropped on this planet into this family. They don't understand me. I don't understand them, blah, blah, blah. But that could be part of the story as well. Part of the story of people who try to fit themselves into something that they're not. And so your family of origin may have consistently done that throughout their lives. And you're the one that's now faced with the choice. Do I stay there and resonate with what my family has always resonated with, which is likely not what they always wanted to resonate with? Or do I break out of that and be different? Right? That's something that you can choose along with this new moon solar eclipse. And, you know, all about Cancer is all about that nurturing energy, how we feel good with one another, right? Do we feel cared for? Do we feel like we fit? Do we belong, right? That's the, it's an energy of belonging. And so if you're feeling sort of like you don't belong in your family of origin, that would not be unusual right now, but where do you belong? Well, maybe you belong with planet Earth, right? Maybe you're resonating with the energy of planet Earth. Maybe you're resonating with those people in your life, but showing them, like the Pied Piper, a new path, a new way to go, right? So you really are the square peg with the round hole. You're trying to fit yourself into something that won't fit. So you have to go a new direction. That's Cancer energy as well. Nurturing what is true for you, even if it isn't towing the family line, right? Because that may be what you came here for, to break out of that line, to break that chain of energy that's come through the ancestral line, right? That could be true. Cancer also rules processes like growth, new beginnings. So we have new beginnings, and the early childhood conditioning. Maybe that's why early childhood stuff came up for me this morning. What has it conditioned me to do? I don't know. I'll have to think about that. It is also a sign where we can work with empathy and being vulnerable and intimacy, right? Cancer is a mothering sign, but it's also a sign where sometimes that hard shell builds a wall between you and someone else, and then intimacy is not possible. So maybe making a breakthrough to intimacy during this period of time. Cancer also rules the emotions. We know that the changing moods of the day, the awareness of your own feelings and your sensitivity to others' feelings, and your awareness of needs. Cancer is a needy, can be a needy sign, right? It almost makes me think that cancer sometimes is so close to the void that they need something to anchor them. The wash of emotions is so powerful that they're, looking for an anchor or something to, cast their line to so that they don't get destroyed by the emotions. And I think I told you all last week that the emotional center, the solar plexus in your human design, is fairly new. We are new. It's a new center, relatively speaking, new on this planet. Unlike the spleen, which was the original, one of the original centers in your human design. I'll show you a picture of it. So the spleen is over here on the bottom left of your chart, and the emotional center is on the bottom right of your chart. This one being new, this one being as old as dirt, right? This is the one that was one of the original ones, and it's the center for survival energy. So in it, human beings became very comfortable with that survival, the need to survive. We didn't even care if we were thriving, right? We just needed to survive. We needed to survive to procreate and build a new generation. So those are more of the instinctual energies that we were born into. And unfortunately, as we got better at surviving, then those survival energies, those adrenalized sort of survival, fight, flight, or freeze energies turned into fear. And fears that are the false evidence appearing real type of fears. And so now we're left with fears like inadequacy, the fear of failure, the fear of not being able to be hold to your responsibilities to your family, or I'm not perfect, or struggle, et cetera, et cetera. So as we are evolving, then we are moving more toward the emotional center. So is it any wonder that we're not really comfortable when the pot is stirred with our emotions? It's almost like we want to go back to feeling better. So we cast off what we were feeling, as opposed to what we are learning to do, which is to use that energy intelligently to be able to see, feel our way into what is it that's going on within me? Where am I out of alignment, maybe with the energies, et cetera. So the emotional center and all of those emotions, the moods, your sensitivity to emotion, being emotional, can be uncomfortable, can create discomfort within us because we are not real sure yet what to do with that, right? Even those of you who are emotionally defined struggle likely with the emotions in your wave because emotional energy right now, as it is, travels in a wave. It's a motor. It has a force with it. It has an energy associated to it. And eventually, it will move into, and this eventually, like in 2027, becomes an awareness center. So our emotions become a source of awareness, much like the Ajna is an awareness center. The spleen is also an awareness center. There's no real energy in it for doing anything, but becoming aware. So your emotions then become a way for you to understand what's happening around you. What's happening within you? What's happening with the people in your lives? What's happening in the collective? It becomes another source of your psychic energy, if you will, right? So that's where we're headed with that emotional center. But up until then, it can create a feeling of, craziness. And people, I think a lot of our mental health issues really on the planet have to do with emotions and not what do we do with them. And people are always uncomfortable even talking about emotions. And we feel, how many of you, I've even done this myself, when I go into the low part of the emotional wave, which it's going to do because it flows in a wave, it has a it's like a sine function, right? It has ups and downs. What do we do when we get to that more lower energy? Well, we want to say we're sad or we're depressed, like it's something bad. And we claim it. We say, I am depressed. Instead of, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling upset, I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling joy, I'm feeling excitement, I'm feeling love. All of these things are feelings and they're temporary because they flow, right? They flow, at least through the emotional center, they flow, right? So does that make sense for people? So we're getting used to this idea of emotional energy. And what does that mean? If you're going through a hard time in your life, such as Ashley or anybody else who's been going through a hard time, you may definitely have a lot of emotional energy and it may be at that lower end. Does that make you depressed? Likely not. I mean, there are, I'm sure, things, real people who have maybe chemical imbalances in their brains or something like that, that truly are what they would say clinically depressed. But for most of us, we go through times in our lives, a la the emotional center, that take us into the low part of the wave and then bring us back out and then take us back in and bring us back out. And then you add to that today the sun at gate 39, and it is provoking that emotional wave. It sits on the root center, but it's leading up to the emotional center. So it's provoking emotion. It's almost like inviting it in. I invite you to feel. I invite you to feel this, endure through it, and see what it brings you, because there's always a gift with the emotional center. And let's see what else in Cancer. We've got the mother energy. I always forget this. Cancer represents the great mother, right? It's the moon. The moon is more feminine energy. It is the feminine, mothering, caring energy. So it's about, how do we mother ourselves? How do we take care of how do we mother others around us? Are we mothering or are we smothering, right? Is it our responsibility to mother others, or is it something that we just took over the job of doing, right? Just because, right? There was a need within us to mother or be mothered. So we open up our energy to bring that experience in. So you got to watch for these things, right? Are we doing it? Are we overblowing it, or are we doing it from a source of need, a need to fill the void of maybe a lack of mothering in you, or having been smothered within you? Okay. So because the moon is involved with the sign of Cancer, there's also the energy of change. The moon is changeable, right? We're going from the old moon into the new moon. And every day this week, it will get bigger and bigger and bigger until we have the quarter moon, and then bigger yet until we have the full moon. So every day there's a change, a visible change in the moon. Right now it's kind of invisible, right? We don't see it because it's in its dark of the moon phase. But every day this week, we'll begin to see more and more of that moon. So just the same as you will begin to see things clearer, you will be able to see your emotions changing. You'll be able to see the environment around you changing because the moon is also changing. And the body, Cancer rules the breasts or the chest area, the chest cavity. So not the lungs, that's Gemini, but the chest area, the pancreas, which that's new. I didn't realize that. I guess I thought Jupiter, pancreas, I knew it also rules the stomach. So if you guys are feeling bloated or full or have stomach issues, if your stomach, like last night I went to bed, I had a stomach ache and I couldn't pinpoint why. I have no idea why. I still don't know why. I didn't eat anything that was, onerous. But maybe it was just my body's reaction to the energy that was going on here on the planet. So if your body's resonating with that, you'll note your stomach maybe, or your chest is hurting. And what do you do about that? Well, you ask your body, what is this showing me? What is it? Why is this happening here? What's going on? Okay. Let's see. Lisa or Colleen says, yes, that's me. I don't look like them nor have the same views. I never did, and I'm okay with that. And they aren't, but that's on them. Oh my God, that's awesome. Lisa Kenny, oh yeah, that's me. So happy not being them and just being me. And we want to be careful here, Lisa. I'm sure this isn't how you meant this, but we don't want to marginalize the others around us. We don't want to say, they're so weird that they don't belong to me, right? There's nothing in me of them, because that would be you being sort of closed off to that experience. You want to be inclusive, not exclusive, right? So I know sometimes we do that to make ourselves feel better about, God, I'm so much better than they are, or I'm so much wiser than they are. I don't know who they are, right? Try not to put that dividing line there, because then you're just, creating a division. Try to embrace that, but at the same time, embracing your individualism, right? And the fact that you are different. So that's something to be celebrated, but not at the expense of the others, right? That celebrate them as well. They're unique in their own way. You're just doing things a little bit differently from them. So we're embracing it all, right? Embracing it all. All righty. So no questions about that, I guess. I want to show you the human design chart again, because today is the first day of the human design week. We talked about this yesterday, where the sun is at gate 39, provocation. The earth is at gate 38, the gate of fight. And here we have these energies that cause, I like my favorite word, scritchiness, where this tension develops, right, between what we know to be in the world and the way we wish it to be in the world. The possibility is that we are being provoked, or we're actually playing the role of provocateur, and creating people to change and or struggling to maintain what it is that we want, or to get what we want in this world. And yesterday we talked about it being about choosing your battles wisely, right? Picking the fight and what is worth fighting for. What's worth fighting for will have staying power. It will have endurance. Both of these energies, the 38 and the 39, are generated from the root center, the center for endurance, right? If it's worth fighting for, it's going to be there. If you're being provoked, and it's something that's meaningful, it will still be there, right? It will create this like pulse of change that goes through your whole human design. We're not projectors today. We're actually generators today. We are generating with the energy of service to love. We're in service to love, or we love service today, to use our words that I gave us a few weeks back about those centers. Service, and the identity center is the center for love. So the connection today is through the gate of the, channel of the love of humanity at one end, and rhythm on the other end. Jupiter's moved into gate five here, right? Over here is Jupiter, the symbol for Jupiter. It's at gate five, while Venus is at gate 15 for a short term. And that makes this connection just for today, I think, right? There's nothing else at 15 for the long term. Hold on, let me take a look here and see how long Venus is going to sit at 15. So that is the whole channel of timing. And it's not your time, but divine timing. And for July, let's see here, Venus is there until the 7th. So through the week, the whole week is resonating with timing and being in the right place at the right time with the right people, the right opportunity, the right circumstances to move forward or to grow or to expand. And there's a sort of luck that happens here in these channels that connect the path of service, the center for service to the center for love. These are tantric channels, these three, right? So we've got the 5 to the 15, we have the gate 14 to the gate 2, and we have the gate 29 to the gate 46. These are called tantric channels. Tantric because they happen when the energy is right, when the timing is right, when the opportunity is right. And often we discover that's totally out of our hands. All we can do is follow our intuition to be in the right place at the right time with the right people and the right opportunities then land in your lap as if by luck, luck and happenstance, right? So that particular channel is creating a pathway to patience for us all. Patience, right? If when we looked at this in the gene keys, the gift was patience. The siddhi, the highest expression, was timelessness. Timelessness. The lowest expression is impatience. So we're working the path of patience by thinking outside of the box of time, right? And realizing quite frequently time is completely out of our hands, right? It's not our job to keep to time. When humans were first on this planet, there was no such thing as time. Time was more about cycles up until our more modern age, right? Where we had clocks and we knew that I had to be at this appointment at such and such a time, or, you know, we began the process of living for time. But realistically, time is, it's a construct. It's not even real, right? If we just lived our day through sunrise or when we wake through to, you know, when we eat and when we again go to sleep, our day would be, we would be living in natural synchronicity with everything. So this channel also brings us into synchronicity, being in the right place at the right time. That's kind of the very definition of synchronicity, right? Okay, that's our human design today. I think I have covered everything except, no, I did cover the Pleiadian Earth energy. All right, let's do some card readings, okay? I have a little bit of time left. Let's do some card readings. Who would like me? I'm going to, first of all, use these two decks, Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron-Reed and the Spirit Animal deck also by Colette Baron-Reed. And who would like a reading? I almost feel like, Ashley, I want to do one for you. And anybody, just let me know what you want. If you want a reading and what deck, Woto or Animal, right? Or I also still have my Wisdom of the Oracle card sitting up here with me, the Wisdom Keepers, which is based in Gene Keys, 64 Faces of Awakening. All right, so I'm going to start writing names down. Elisa, Debbie, and Natasha. Elisa, Debbie, Natasha, Vanita, and Diane P. And Mimi. Mimi wants an animal card. Okay, Mimi, animal. Okay. Wow. 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 Linda. All right. So let's get underway here. If I missed somebody, Diane wants Wisdom Keeper and Vanita wants me to pick, Natasha. Okay. Wisdom of the Oracle, Woto, Debbie. What would you like? Debbie. And Allison, I'm going to see you later this afternoon. So if I don't have time for you, we'll do a card reading before we start your session. And Ashley, definitely, as always, dealer's choice. I love that, dealer's choice. Vanita, I got yours. Natasha, I got yours. Dion. Okay, so let's see how many of these we can get. Okay, so first we're going to do Ashley. And then Elisa. So Elisa, did you tell me what you wanted, sweetie? If not, please do. Or I'll pick. I'm comfortable with that too. Debbie, animal. Okay, so here we go. This one is for Ashley. And, oh, Ashley. Whoa, two cards popped out for you. One. Okay, so the first one that popped out is upside down, and it's called The Never Ending Story. Never-ending story. Card number 37, which is a 10, which is a 1. So it's suggesting write a new story. I can't even believe that popped out. And the second one was the flamingo. Card number 3, which is between worlds. And it was right side up. So we had one upside down, one right side up. So Ashley, never-ending story is the first card. 37. The never-ending story's essential meanings are self-criticism, the wounded ego, and unnecessary dramas. So in protection, the message says, this is a time to avoid drama at all costs, especially when it comes to to other people's stuff. Your sensitivity is on overload these days, and you're best served by keeping your distance. Your mantra today is, not my circus, not my monkeys. All this drama will pass and you will carry on unscathed and blameless. Not my circus, not my monkeys. I love that. Okay, and the card 3, Between Worlds, says transitions, not being quite out of one situation and fully engaged in another, temporary blindness, and in a no man's land. So the message says Between the Worlds is where you must let go of the tendency to make assumptions. This is a time when you are unable to see what is ahead. Cultivate curiosity and trust the process of change and growth. You are done learning the lessons of recent experiences. In this place between what was and what will be is a state of making and unmaking and making again. What is essential now is to admit not knowing. There is great freedom and power to be unleashed. A mystery that is not yours to understand weaves the web of life within a divine matrix of consciousness greater than your own thoughts, feelings, beliefs, desires, and decisions. The seeds that were planted in the past begin to take root, but what surfaces will probably not be what you expect. When you are between the worlds, you are invited to see with the curious eyes of a child, glimpsing a rainbow for the first time. Do so, and you will not be disappointed. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Those are good cards. Good cards. Okay. I just cannot believe how awesome these cards are when they come out like that. All right, Ashley. Elisa said, yes, please pick for me. All right, Elisa, I'm going to pick these for you. Haha, that's awesome. What did she say? Haha, that's awesome. I love how synchronicity works. You are most welcome. It's funny. She's tagged her friend because she always says, not my monkeys, not my circus. There you go. That's exactly the message you needed to get. Oh, okay. Elisa, you have two cards as well. One upside down and one right side up. This is the one that came out first. Unfinished Symphony. Isn't she beautiful? Card number 10, which is also a 1, a new beginning. And Blessed, which is in protection mode, which is the master number 22. So Blessed, let's take a look. I've got them backwards. Okay. So 10, Unfinished Symphony was first, and it was upright. The card means an unfinished business, an incomplete lesson, lack of closure, the need to make amends. This is a time to tie up loose ends as you near the completion of a cycle or project and mastery of a lesson or skill. Before you can move forward, it's important that you come to terms with where you are now. Practice radical acceptance. Take inventory so that emotional and psychological closure can occur and the answers you seek will be found. You can't move forward if you are leaving things unfinished. Reflect on what has passed so that the symphony can finally end on a high note. And the card 22, Blessed, in protection. I can't imagine Blessed in protection is a bad card either. Blessed means something wonderful that is unearned and unexpected, grace that is an unforeseen gift from spirit. And the protection says, humility is called for now as grace is an unearned gift. You didn't gain this by your own desires or actions. To be who you need to be, you can no longer do what you did. In a way, you have hit rock bottom, and what is required now is nothing less than total surrender. Then you will be blessed. Wow, those are some powerful messages, girlfriend. I hope that makes sense to you. Very good, very good. Lisa says, waiting for money to find me. I love it. Okay, so Eliza, now Debbie wanted an animal card. So we're going to switch decks. Debbie, this is for you. And holy moly, that's amazing. These are amazing cards, aren't they? Debbie, you get turtle spirit. Slow and steady wins the race. Remember 62, which is an 8. And 62. Slow and steady wins the race is the name of the card. Turtle spirit arrives to remind you that when you do what you need to do, putting one foot in front of the other and trusting that you will see your intentions manifest in perfect timing, your prosperity and love will grow exponentially. Now is not the time to rush around trying to force matters. Move slowly, perhaps even so slowly that it almost feels as if you are not moving at all. This may be a time to crawl before walking. Taking your time to align to Turtle Spirit's place as you contemplate this road you are on, doing what you need to do in this small moment that will soon pass. Turtle Spirit reminds you that sometimes the best action is to slow right down. So if it feels as if you are not doing enough, know that simply being aware of what is happening right now may be an important step toward determining whether you need to pivot or simply keep putting one foot in front of the other. True love and true success comes with patience, says Turtle Spirit. Focus on the now, and the next step will be clear. That's a pretty great card, too. Kind of love that one. Turtle Spirit. It's a beautiful card, too. Look at that. Well, you have this deck, I think, Debbie. So you can look it up, see how pretty it is. All right, Turtle Spirit. Now, Debbie. Then there's Natasha. Natasha wanted the Wisdom of the Oracle. So let's do that. Wisdom of the Oracle for Natasha. These need a good mix for you, apparently. Oop, there it is. Oop. Yeah, this card yesterday. How funny. You sort of align. I think we pulled the card yesterday for what the eclipse and new moon were for us. And it's about exchanging gifts. And it was upside down. It is a card number 27, which is a 9. All right, so let's look at what that means upside down. In protection. Oops, go that direction. So the card exchanging gifts, Natasha, means the law of giving and receiving, currency, trade-offs, weighing costs, and determining values. And in protection, it says, be careful what you pray for because you just might get it. And then realize you don't want to face the hefty price tag that comes with it. You may find yourself in a situation you've always desired, but know you will never have to walk away from or even fail at it because you can't or won't pay the dues it asks of you. If you want to be a famous musician, you have to practice your craft every day. If you want to be a millionaire, you have to be responsible for managing the money and paying the taxes. Even a windfall bears a cost. It's okay, though, because spirit will help you achieve balance over time. Another message here reminds you that being only the giver and not the receiver plays out in many relationships in your life where you find yourself in victim mode, in a codependent dynamic, or holding on to a false sense of control. Others may push you to continue to prove yourself. The time has come to distance yourself from this kind of imbalance. Being aware of the need for both give and take is the first step to your true destiny. It's all good and getting better. Not only can you handle this, but you can flourish as a result of it. I love that word, flourish as a result of it. Love it. All right, that's for you, Natasha. Vanita asked me to choose. Okay, I'm going to choose Woto for you. Woto. Oh, almost threw the cards. Not good. Okay. Well, there you have it. That one came out. Card 48, which is a 12, which is a 3. And the card is poised. Look at that beautiful. Yeah, poised. Look at her. She's just looking like she's having a great time. And card 48. Wrong book. I didn't do that error. 48. Okay, there. 48 is poised, and it was right side up. The meaning being ready, bringing something to light, being at your best, confidence. You can be assured that you are ready for anything right now. You know what you need to. Your skills are sharp. You've come to this place armed with wisdom and knowledge, and you sense a new phase of your life is about to begin. People respond to your confidence and trust you. This is an auspicious time to begin new things. Wow, wow, wow. I'm going to read the relationship message too. When you're confident and happy in your own skin, you are ready for deeper, more intimate relationships. You have nothing to prove right now. You are completely yourself and can handle anything. Love, friendships, and harmonious new connections are all present now or are coming in. You're ready to give and receive from the heart. This is a beautiful place to be. Wow. That is a beautiful card for you, Vanita. Diane Pegram wants me to pull a Wisdom Keepers card. So let me move some things out of my way here so I can open that deck. Wisdom Keepers are by Rosie Aronson. And this is a profound deck. And let's see what we come up with for you. Now, the Wisdom Keepers is a longer read, Diane, because it has a story, and then it has a gift, and then it has questions for contemplation, which I might go ahead and send to you. I think I can do that via email to you later if you want those. So, Natasha, wow, thank you so much. As I've been observing myself walking through how to be seen. My parents both had life-ending illnesses 3 years from now as I'm 53. And they are when they were 55 and or 56 and 57 when they passed. I'm still observing myself. Do I show my light through illness or through who I am? Oh my gosh, you are not going to believe this, Diane. This is the card I pulled for you, the mirror. There's one card in this deck. I wish your face was there. If I could find your face, I would put you in the mirror. Right? This is about you. What are you seeing in the mirror? What is the mirror showing you? What do you want the mirror to see? What do you want the reflection to be? I don't even know if that's in the deck anywhere as far as what does it mean to pull the mirror? Let me check here. And maybe I wasn't supposed to put that in there, but oh, here we go. The mirror card. It does have a message for you. This is, I mean, no lie. This is what I pulled for you, the mirror. So hold that up and look at yourself. It says, be yourself, no base initiator of another, but your best self. There is something that you can do better than any other. Listen to the inward voice and bravely obey that. Your gift to you. How wonderful you picked this card. Now you can look at your own beautiful, unique face and receive a wonderful gift from yourself. There are questions for you below. Be open to the possibility that each time you pick this card or it chooses you, the answers that arise will be different. And why shouldn't they be? You are a forever evolving mystery, a wisdom keeper in progress. Enjoy your own company. So, and remember, you are a gift of yourself and to yourself and to this world. So there are an entire list of questions for contemplation. I'm going to read those. And then, Diane, I am going to email them to you later because I think it might be something really good for you to do since this is the card that came out for you. Question one, what would you say is your greatest gift at this moment in your life? What fear do you struggle with most? How does it impact the way you think, feel, and act? How does your fear keep you from exploring, embracing, and expressing your gift? Think of a time in your life when you felt filled with spirit or emptied of your small self. Where were you? Who were you with? How can you reconnect with that experience now? Look in the mirror. Keep looking into your eyes. Notice the thoughts that waft through. Do you feel your mind making judgments, getting distracted, asking questions? Do strong feelings come up? Allow for them if you can. Do you feel nothing? Allow for that too. Whatever you're noticing, whatever is happening, embrace it. Let it be. Let you be okay. And then it says, tell your own story in your journal. Feel free to add to it over time. Include struggles, include significant relationships and turning points. Share the moments in your own story when fear won, when love won. Where are you in the story now? Are you at the beginning, the middle, moving towards the end? Are you at a crossroads? Is this a turning point? What is winning in the story right now? Fear or love? Doubt or trust? Is there a simple thing you can do right now or just accept that might actually change the story completely? And then the last words are, you are the gift. You are the gift. Interesting, huh? And Diane, you just had a birthday, so these are perfect thoughts for you coming up right around now anyway, right? I will email those to you so you can go through that. I think it's a miracle card. It's a miracle. Okay. I totally forgot there was a card in this deck that was a mirror. Okay. So Diane, you're done. After Diane was Linda. I guess it's a little after 9, but let's see here if I can go back and find Linda a card. What did she want? Linda, I can't even find you in here. Me, Oracle. Okay. Linda, this is for you. You're welcome, Diane. How wonderful. I didn't expect that at all. I love it when the universe surprises me or surprises someone else using me as the tool. Linda, you get mending. Card 52, which is a 7, mending. And let's see what that means. 52. The essential meaning for you, Linda, is forgiveness, making amends, healing after arguments. Each time we are hurt and allow the hurt to pass through us without understanding and integration, we accumulate an unwanted burden. This keeps us chained to the very things we need to heal, the pain, the memories, the echoes of resentments, and the arguments that we rehearse over and over. Now is the time for mending rifts, healing wounds, and letting go of the old hurts in order to reclaim your power. Now is the time to forgive, to release, to make peace, and to make amends to others. Set yourself free. Let go and let God. Kind of love that card. Okay. Now, I see no reason why I can't stay here and do another couple. Who was it that wanted one that I've missed? Diana, got you. Lisa Kenny, wisdom of the oracle, please. Lisa Kenny, this one is for you. Mimi. Don't you go away, Mimi. I've got one for you too. I wrote you off to the side. I apologize. So Lisa, this is for you. This is from the wisdom of the oracle. Well, there's a series of cards here for you. And two of them we've seen already, which is interesting. All right, so here's what they look like. The first one out for you was Between Worlds, card number 3. We saw this with, I think it was Ashley. And it's upside down, so it's in protection. The second card was Never Ending Story. Ashley also got that one, card number 37. That one was right side up for you. And your third card was in reverse. Time for a Nap, card number 24. Interesting, right? I just don't question. I just pull. And let's start with Between the Worlds, number 3, which is upside down. Again, the meaning was transitions, not being quite out of one situation and fully engaged in another, temporary blindness in a no man's land. And in protection, it says, be mindful of your expectations. This is not a time for guarantees. Things will not go exactly as you plan or dictate. Let go and see what spirit has in store. What takes hold in your life will be better than you can imagine. And then card 37, which was never ending story, self-criticism, the wounded ego, and unnecessary dramas. There is a story woven through the imperfect fabric of life that tells of hurts and loss, rejection and humiliation, self-loathing and arrogance, and all manner of suffering born of unnecessary dramas. It is the old story whose refrain is that you cannot do this, must not go there, should not say that, lest your world come crumbling down. Today, know that none of this is actually true. Excuse me, the sky is not falling. The voice you hear is just a small, scared, conditioned part of you that got stuck in a lie, wants to protect you, and needs to be seen as a victim. Love that lost piece of you. Fear is all it knows. Distorted guidance is preventing you from being true to yourself. You are not your story, and the narrator is simply the voice of your fearful part, small and vulnerable and easily soothed. Wow. So your cards were exactly like upside down from Ashley's. Interesting, interesting. Then your third one, time for a nap, number 24, also in protection. The essential meaning for this card is rest, rejuvenation, and renewal, temporary non-action, allowing dreams to arise. In protection, it says, you are a human being, not a human doing. Is it possible you're suffering from workaholism? Could you be the one who thinks it's your job to save everyone, to be there for everyone, and to go, go, go until you can barely see straight? You've gone as far as you can. You've worked hard and nourished people and projects, but now you are an empty well and have no reserves for others or for yourself. Don't let your ego keep you going full speed when your body and spirit need rest. Exhaustion is calling you to stop what you're doing altogether and take a break. If you don't, the appearance of this card could portend a possible illness that stems from being totally overwhelmed. You will feel like a new person if you take that break. Do it now. Do it. Do it now. Well, excellent. I give you permission to take a break, Lisa, and rest. Take a nap. All right, Mimi, your animal card is coming. Linda says, thank you so much. That fits with what is happening with me. Awesome. Okay. How funny that my knee jerk to this card, Mimi, was to put it back and think, no, this is not the card. It is Skunk Spirit, card number 9 or 54, but it's a 9. But look at the words underneath. It says, know your worth, Skunk Spirit. Look how cute the skunk is. Now, I'm not sure I would want to pet one, but there it is, right? How funny my own reaction to the skunk was to like put it back. Nope, that's not for Mimi. But it is Mimi. It's your card. Let's see what it means. I don't think we've pulled this one before. So the skunk says, know your worth. What do you value? What do you believe in? Is your best, most authentic self on display? Skunk spirit comes as a reminder that you can be proud of who you are and what you have accomplished. Know your worth. Not everyone will agree with you or share your values, but you can walk with your head high, knowing that when you express your integrity, others can feel your authenticity and will be inspired by it. Be who you are, and if your reputation precedes you, good. You have much to be proud of, and Skunk Spirit wants you to be your best self, the true you. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Oh, God. Isn't life grand? All right, guys. That's it for me. I hope I got everybody that wanted a card. Lisa, I did get you. Lisa, I got you. La, la, la. Thank you. It fits in many ways. I'm glad. I'm glad. And I'm going to sit with that one myself because I was automatically repulsed by that card and wanted to put it away. So I'm going to sit with that one myself. Allison, I am going to do you because I'm already here and hopefully you're still listening. And if not, we'll talk about it later. What did she want? Allison, a spirit animal. Allison, this is for you. And we'll talk about it later as well. I hope you're still with me today. Allison. Wolf spirit. And wolf spirit says, turn knowledge into wisdom. Card number 67. And beautiful wolf. Let me show you the picture again. Wolf. Right? Turn knowledge into wisdom. Wisdom, the wolf. All right. Did I ever tell you guys one time I was at the zoo and the zoo in Seattle has a pair, several. They're wolves. They're white, whitish color, beautiful wolves, right? And I was taking a picture of them, and someone bumped me, and my camera fell in their pen. I was like, "Oh my God, I need to get my camera!" And this little Chinese guy came running over and saw what happened, and jumped in there and got my camera, and was back over the fence before any of the wolves even noticed that he was alive, much less in their pen. Wolf. All right. So the messenger spirit wolf says, wolf spirit leads you deep into the enchanted forest that holds the secrets to your life. Can you sense her beckoning you to follow, asking you to take all you have learned and all you are learning and make it yours? Can you integrate it all into your body, mind, and spirit? Whatever lessons you learned along the way, do not leave them unexamined. Be loyal to all your experience without judgment through a deep honesty and love of life. When you feel the freedom to be yourself, you can begin to truly feel at home in your life with your family and tribe. Right now, you're in a beautiful place where you can. I'm back. Okay, guys, have a wonderful day. Maybe just, go through whatever the experiences are that spirit brings you today and be willing maybe to share it with us tomorrow. Much love to all of you. Enjoy the new moon. Bye for now.